What's better in life than a bottle of wine, great food, and an amazing conversation?
My name is Kate Sullivan, and I am the host of To Dine For.
I'm a journalist, a foodie, a traveler with an appetite for the stories of people who are hungry for more. Dreamers, visionaries, artists, those who hustle hard in the direction they love. I travel with them to their favorite restaurant to hear how they did it. This show is a toast to them and their American dream. Thank you to the sponsors of To Dine For the podcast, American National and Spiritless. To Dine For the podcast is brought to you by American National, offering a broad suite of insurance solutions to protect what matters most to you. For 115 years, American National has remained committed to helping people and communities make a real difference in their lives. American National supports great local community organizations led by the kind of people you hear about on To Dine For, people who are inspired to make a difference and inspire others in return. American National's philosophy is helping where it's needed helps us all. For a description of the American National companies, the products they write, and the states in which they're licensed, visit americannational.com/dine. Spiritless supports the conscientious cocktailer who wants to live fully but drink differently. Their signature Kentucky 74 is a distilled, non-alcoholic spirit for your favorite bourbon cocktails. It's zero alcohol, zero guilt, and just 15 calories per serving. Whether you go completely spiritless or go halvesies with a foolproof bourbon to lower the ABV in your cocktail, you can get your bottle today at spiritless.com. Use promo code TODINEFOR to get free shipping. This is To Dine For the podcast. I'm your host, Kate Sullivan. Come with me as we meet the world's most innovative and brilliant minds at their favorite restaurant. On today's episode is serial entrepreneur and the founder of Tom's Shoes, Blake Mykoski.
Why do we as a culture always look to nonprofits and to charity to solve societal problems? And my idea was, what if you create a business that would help that happen?
Blake Mykoski created Tom's based on a problem he saw in rural Argentina. His one-for-one model of selling shoes and then giving a pair away redefined what it means to be a social entrepreneur. Thousands copied his business model, and this idea forever changed the way many do business. Over a crackling fire in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Blake shares how it all began, what motivates him every day, and what's next for this serial social entrepreneur.
Today I'm in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, on my way to eat at the Snake River Grill, a local favorite. I'm interviewing a man who is constantly dreaming up bigger and bigger ways to impact the world, and his latest project is his most ambitious one yet. Blake,
hi.
How are you?
Good. Welcome to Jackson.
In the heart of the majestic Teton Mountains, you will find the magical landscape of Jackson Hole, Wyoming. In the middle of it all is the Snake River Grill.
The folks at this restaurant are just top-notch.
It's the best. It's the best.
Yeah.
A warm and elegant spot serving American fare, Wyoming style. It's here where Blake Mykoski, one of America's most innovative entrepreneurs, has chosen as his favorite.
Nothing tastes just like this.
With the backdrop of a crackling fire, we are immediately greeted with a friendly smile from a staff who makes you feel right at home in these mountains.
We're comfortable with who we are and what we are trying to do, and that allows us to be relaxed at the table.
From the moment you walk in, you are surrounded by the aroma of steaks cooking on huge cast iron skillets, local wild game, and most importantly, consistently delicious flavors that owner Jeff Drew says has diners from all over the country coming back again and again.
Creativity is easy. Consistency is what's really difficult. And you're going to feel the love in the food.
Today, Blake and the Snake River Grill staff are taking me on a rustic culinary tour with a twist.
We're going to start with the steak tartare pizza and then have the minute steaks. And then we'll make choice on dessert at the end. How's that?
Sounds great.
With flavors as fun and unique as my dinner guest.
Steak tartare pizza.
Yeah.
And a view as breathtaking as I've ever seen. I can think of no better place to sit down and hear this great American dream story.
Have you ever been to Jackson Hole?
I've been here only once, and I have to say it's one of the most beautiful places in this country.
It is. It is. We are so lucky to live here.
So of all the restaurants to choose from in Jackson, why did you choose this one?
Yeah, this is not only our favorite restaurant in Jackson, but maybe favorite restaurant in the country. Mm-hmm. And that's a big statement because we've been blessed to go to some amazing restaurants. I think what's so great about the Snake River Grill is that it is such a warm, cozy environment. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like you get fine dining without the stuffiness mm-hmm. of fine dining.
Lack of pretension is really important to you.
Yeah, very important. Yeah, mm-hmm. I would say in every aspect of design, whether it's shoes or it's homes or it's, you know, experiences for friends. You know, I love to enjoy great things in life, but I like to do it in a way that doesn't feel like, I don't know, like it's fancy.
And do you think that's from being from Texas? Yeah, is that the Texas in you?
I think Texas here. Cheers first.
Cheers. Yes, thank you for being on To Dine For.
This is
great. Wonderful. Delicious.
Yeah, it's yummy. Hang on, this is so good.
Steak tartare pizza here.
Steak tartare pizza.
Yeah.
You're
not going to believe.
Oh my goodness, that looks amazing.
The variety of sensations in your mouth when you put this in. I mean, do you like pizza?
Love. Okay. I mean, who doesn't love pizza?
I think everyone does. But then you have the steak tartare and it has these onions and it's literally like something I've never had. I think it's one of their most famous dishes. So please help
Fantastic.
Yourself.
Fantastic. Thank you. Please join me.
And I eat it just like a piece of pizza.
Okay,
You can use the utensils if you want, but I think
let's do it. Oh, wow.
All right.
It's crispy. Mm-hmm. It's like a very thin New York style. But then the tartare and the onions.
Yeah, the onions. And then I think it's maybe the olive oil or something that makes it really rich.
And those capers in this.
I do think that people who come from Texas, there's so many generalizations we can make here, but kind of want to have big experiences in life, want to live a larger than life, but also really appreciate the very simple things.
And sort of the cowboy code of dealing with people,
yeah.
being real, being authentic,
yeah.
loyal.
Yeah, making a deal with a handshake.
Yes.
Hard work, innovation, ambition, perseverance, they are the pillars of success and the perfect way to describe Blake. A highly successful serial entrepreneur, he has spent his life creating companies and products that change the way we do things. From a college laundry service to an online driver's ed course. From becoming a contestant on The Amazing Race to creating a cable network. Blake has tried a lot. But it was a trip to Argentina in 2006 that would truly change his life and the lives of millions across the globe.
If you look back on your career and all of the different career paths you've taken, whether it's the laundry business or the billboard business. Yeah. You've had a lot of different businesses. It's almost like you had that entrepreneurial spirit in you.
Yes.
Almost like you were born with it.
Yeah, I think that I was born with a real curiosity. And then once my eyes were open to this idea of entrepreneurship with my laundry business, because I was 19, I had 40 employees, I was doing people's laundry,
That's
flying
incredible.
Around the country. And people said, you're an entrepreneur, and then I said, okay, well, I'm obviously not gonna graduate college on the path that I'm on, mm-hmm. so I still need to learn. And so one of the best things I ever did, and I always recommend this to people, is I read every biography of every famous entrepreneur I could find. Because if people were telling me I was an entrepreneur, this is gonna be my path, then I might as well really learn what great entrepreneurs are. Man, here it is already. So excited.
Wow.
This is a taster. I mean, no matter how many steaks you've ever had in your life, nothing tastes just like this.
These minute steaks are served over creamy mashed potatoes with horseradish. The combination of perfectly seasoned steaks and spicy horseradish is an unbeatable combination. Carefully crafted comfort food.
Taste it and tell me what you think.
That's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
That is delicious. Take me to Argentina.
Mm, yeah.
And take me to that experience and how pivotal it was for your life.
Sure. Because I worked so hard in my 20s, mm-hmm. I didn't really have the social life that most 20-year-olds have. Mm-hmm. I didn't finish college. I didn't have those early kind of formidable years where you're just kind of having an easy job, having fun. And so what I recognized that. And so what I did for myself every year is I took January off. Hmm. And I went somewhere far away. And this year I decided to go to Argentina. So I was seeing many children in the streets, many of them not wearing shoes, not in school, you know, this type of thing. One afternoon, late afternoon, early evening, I was in a bar in Buenos Aires. So in this bar, I heard a few girls speaking in English at the bar, and so I immediately gravitated to them. Mm-hmm. And I asked them what they were doing. And so they explained that they were down in Argentina for the past month. I'd been there for about 3 weeks.
And were you traveling by yourself?
Yeah, by myself. All these trips I always took by myself. Uh-huh. And they said, well, we're here with this organization doing volunteer work. Mm. And specifically, we've been spending the last couple weeks doing a shoe drive. And we've been going around collecting slightly used shoes from wealthy families that you have too many shoes, don't need them all. And we're taking them to some of these towns outside the city where children can't afford shoes, and we're doing it before they go back to school. And because they need shoes as part of the uniform. I asked them if I could join them when they went to go distribute the shoes, like if they needed some extra help, and they said, yeah. And so that was kind of my very serendipitous experience.
During his vacation, Blake met hundreds of children growing up in such poverty they couldn't even afford shoes. Hoping to make a difference, Blake created Toms, a shoe company that would match every pair of shoes sold with a free pair for a child in need, one for one. What began as a simple idea quickly became a global movement. Today, Toms has put shoes on the feet of more than 88 million children in over 70 countries.
So your first experience handing out these shoes to those who need it, what is that like for you? What is the emotional experience of giving someone something that they need so desperately?
I guess the best word I can say is the joy and the gratitude. The kids were so happy. I mean, these weren't even new shoes. They didn't care if they fit perfectly. They just loved the fact they had something to protect their feet. Their parents were coming out and thanking us, and then we played soccer with the kids, and we did jump rope, and we just had an amazing day. And I remember going back and telling Alejo about this, and he thought that it was so cool that I spent my day doing that. And I was like, God, man, like, I think that's going to be the most memorable day of my trip. Mm. You know, for a month. I mean, this has just been amazing. And so we had that great dinner, and then towards the end of the dinner, and this was kind of what led to the idea of Tom's, he said, you know, it sounds like you had an amazing day, and I know the kids loved it, but who's going to give them their next pair of shoes? 3 or 4 months, they're going to wear out of their shoes, or their feet are going to grow out of them. So, like, I went to bed that night, and a little bit, or a significant part, actually, of the joy that I had experienced dissipated. Because I was like, did I actually do something good today? Or did I just further, you know, compound a suffering that is experienced? Because if these kids get the joy of going to school, starting the school year with shoes,
they wear out,
and then they go and have another pair and no one's there to give them to them, like how heartbreaking is that gonna be? And that's when I had kind of the idea of like, why do we as a culture always look to nonprofits and to charity to solve societal problems? And what if you could create, and my idea was, what if you create a business that would help that happen? What if there was a shoe company where every time you sold a pair of shoes, you gave a pair away? And that way, when a customer bought a pair of shoes, they weren't just doing something for themselves, they were doing something for someone else. And how much greater would that feel?
We'll have more from our delicious meal in just a minute, but first, thank you to our sponsors. To Dine For, the podcast is brought to you by American National, offering a broad suite of insurance solutions to protect what matters most to you. There's a funny thing about most insurance commercials, whether they feature lizards or birds or funny cartoon characters. It seems like they want you to think about anything but insurance. American National, on the other hand, has real local agents who get to know you, so they can help you reach better decisions about your insurance to make sure you're protecting what matters most to you. American National agents are part of your community. They're your neighbors. So whether it's solutions for your home, your small business, your farm, or your life, you can count on your local American National agent to make sure you get the discounts you deserve and the protection you need without paying for extras you don't. With American National, you get an ally, not just a web page. For a description of the American National companies, the products they write in the states in which they're licensed, visit americannational.com/dine. If you're like me, there are times when you want to feel like you're having a fancy cocktail, but you don't actually want the alcohol. So I love Kentucky 74 from Spiritless. It's a distilled, non-alcoholic spirit for your favorite bourbon cocktails, but with just 15 calories per serving and none of the guilt. You can pre-order your bottle today at spiritless.com. Use the promo code TODINEFOR to get free shipping. Now back to our conversation.
So the last week of my vacation was, you know, spent driving around, meeting these people who literally make these in their garage, and realizing, like, maybe this could work. We made 250 pairs the first month, and then I brought them back and started selling them out of my apartment. So
Blake Mycoskie has defined for a generation what it means to be a social entrepreneur, making a profit while pursuing a greater purpose. It's easy to see why USA Today named him one of the world's greatest communicators. And that's why it doesn't surprise me to hear him tell the full story behind the rise and massive success of Toms, the peaks and the valleys.
What was it like when you were able to finally go back to Argentina and hand out the shoes that you had promised and that had become part of the business model?
It was amazing. So the crazy thing is we sold our first pair of shoes, or actually our anniversary is on Cinco de Mayo. So May 5th, 2006, the first pair was ever sold. And then we ended up selling 10,000 pairs basically out of my apartment that summer, which was just way beyond anything we ever imagined. At this point, it's not even a business. We're still calling it a project. I'm still running the driver's ed business day to day. But once we got to that number, 10,000, like, this has become pretty significant. There had been a lot of media. Vogue magazine had done this big article about us. So now the fashion industry was kind of picking on. Celebrities were seen wearing them and all that stuff. And so we get sold 10,000 pairs. Like, now's the time to go back. So my first call is to my parents, and I said, okay, you want to go to Argentina? I don't think they had a passport yet. Yeah. So they got their passports, then my brother and sister, and then some of my interns who I had found on Craigslist that had been helping me that summer. And we all
All of you go back to Argentina?
All of us go to Argentina, 16 of us. They had arranged to rent these Greyhound buses where we could put all the shoes in the bottom of the bus, and we could sleep on the buses at night in between the different villages. And started delivering shoes. It's such a incredible blessing to have an experience like that. And at some level now, looking back, and I was just with Alejo talking about it 13 years later, it's a little bit of a curse because nothing in your life is gonna be, most likely, that is gonna affect you as much as those that week when we delivered those shoes. Like, you never get to redo that again. You never get the rawness and the, I can't believe this is working, right, and I can't believe these people are so grateful.
How did that shape the rest of your career?
As it affects the rest of my career, it's haunted me a little bit, you know?
How so?
Well, it's just like I'm constantly trying to find a way to capture that feeling again. And it's not easy because then the business becomes big and it becomes a big business, and we've now helped 88 million children get shoes. So, I mean, that's exciting and that's a great press headline.
That's staggering.
But yeah, I mean, 88 million kids have gotten shoes because of our customers' purchases. But if I'm really honest with myself, like, the difference between, you know, a million and 88 million hasn't felt any different, you know? So I think part of, I'm 42, and the questions I'm asking myself right now are, what's next, you know?
88 million children around the world have shoes because of Blake's idea and the customer's support. But as we will learn, shoes are just the beginning. Tom's one-for-one model has expanded many times over. In 2011, Blake launched Tom's Eyewear, providing prescription glasses, medical treatment, and sight-saving surgery with each purchase of their eyewear. Since 2014, Tom's Roasting Company has helped create sustainable water systems in six different countries. When Blake wrote the book, Start Something That Matters, every purchase also purchased a book for a child in need. The truth is, Blake has always been asking himself, what's next in business and life? That quest for more is what has made him so successful and so impactful.
You have used this one-for-one model in a lot of different ways.
And so many other people have now, too. That's what really gives me joy is, I mean, I think there's, you know, the research we do, there's been over 1,000 businesses, maybe 2,000 now, in the world that have been started with the one-for-one model. It's amazing.
And so, but what is that like for you personally?
It feels really great. It feels a little bit like you're watching a movie that you're like that's not 100% you. You know, it's hard to believe sometimes.
But it is you.
Yeah. But
you did start it.
Yeah, but it's one of these things when you see, it just takes on a life a little bit larger than your own. And so it's wonderful in those quiet moments when you can reflect on it. And then at the same time, it also kind of is a sense of responsibility to make sure that, you know, you're kind of continuing to lead.
A lot of people would have rested on their laurels, and it sounds like what defines you is you're constantly asking, what's next? How can I help in a different way? And you're only 42. You got many more years to go,
we'll
Blake.
We'll see, hopefully. I think that you have to, what I have learned though on is you need these moments of resting or hibernation in order to be highly creative again. And so I think that, you know, the last couple years, part of the move to Jackson Hole was, you know, to really find some quiet time and to spend more time focused on our kids and family and some of the activities that we love here, because I know that my soul is kind of yearning for that chapter.
What advice would you give to someone who is just beginning their entrepreneurial journey and is just getting going that really helped you personally?
So what I say to, you know, potential entrepreneurs, I say, look, you've got to be so incredibly passionate about whatever you're trying to solve or introduce or invent, because chances are it's not going to be successful. That's just statistically. It's going to be very lonely. And so you better believe in it so much that you're willing to deal with all that. And the only way you believe in it that much is that the purpose is truly something bigger than making money. Mm. Oh, yeah, here we go.
Oh, okay. What
is this?
This
is Eskimo bars.
Eskimo bars.
There's chocolate brownies covered in vanilla ice cream dipped in chocolate, yeah. Warm caramel sauce.
My goodness.
So good.
That looks incredible.
I mean, I hope a nap comes next.
Wow. No room for talking with this.
It's so good.
It's so delicious. I don't think I've ever met anyone who's so willing to put themselves out there in different ways. You've tried a lot. You say you want to expose your son to as many things as possible, but you have been willing to fail and to fall in so many different arenas. I would think that would be a source of pride and clearly something you want to teach to your son.
The biggest journey I think that I'm on is actually, and this is why this is a great town for me, is like actually like sitting still. And really trying to get more comfortable with just more of the inner dialogue that's going on, because to your question is like that's what's going to help me understand how I spend the next 40 years. You know, I think what got me here is definitely not going to be the thing that makes the next 4 years as significant, because otherwise I'm always going to be looking backwards at that first trip to Argentina or some of the other amazing things I've had.
Truly living in the moment.
Yes, so important.
Which people don't realize how incredibly difficult it is for anyone, whether
is,
you're Blake Bykoski or not, right?
Yeah, no,
for anyone, it's difficult.
It is, yeah.
After an incredible meal, Blake and I decide to tour Jackson. We're on our way to an adorable little bakery called Persephone. It is the perfect opportunity to continue our conversation and hear about Blake's next and perhaps most ambitious project yet. Blake's wife, Heather, joins us.
What I'm really interested in now that we have you here, Heather, is what's your favorite qualities about Blake, and what about him to you is the most amazing and lovable?
Well, this is great. I'm so glad we're doing this show. Fantastic.
His loyalty. I think his loyalty to friends, to me, to his projects, to his work. His room to grow in personally and deep. He's not afraid to be vulnerable, to be intimate with others.
I get from the small time I've spent, you can tell how much he cares and wants to contribute and do more.
And the latest effort to do more involves gun safety. After the Thousand Oaks shooting in California, Blake was inspired by his wife, Heather, to do more in a big way.
I said, you know, somebody's got to do something. We cannot wait anymore. We can't just sit here.
Well, so many people are. So many people are absorbing this and not doing anything. What is it about you two that says, I'm going to do something?
I think that, I mean, Heather was quite emotional because the shooting did happen so close to where our son goes to school, and she said something to the effect of, I'm not going to take our son to school today, and I don't know if I want to continue to take him to that school. And when we got on the phone, I think that's what hit me so hard, is I recognized that Heather was just representative of thousands, if not millions, of other moms who were worried about their kids' safety.
Blake rallied his massive Tom's community to action.
We need you to come join us.
Through the Tom's website, customers are able to send their congressmen and women a postcard supporting universal background checks.
And make this a historic day that will end gun violence together and make our country safer. So please.
In addition, Blake donated $5 million to a campaign to end gun violence.
I got off the phone with Heather and she was emotional and I was slightly emotional. And it was one of those moments where I was like, you know what? Like, I actually could do something about this. Mm-hmm. Like most people are thoughts and prayers, enough is enough, this and that. And for some people, that's all that they have in their platform to do, in their capacity. But I was like, I have a company that has tens of millions of followers, customers, fans, and they love us because we use our business to make the world a better place. Like, it's not like we're just a random shoe company. Like, our whole business model is based on, you know, making the world a better place. And so I called the board and our CEO and made a pretty, you know, strong case for, like, if not us, who? If not now, when?
Right.
We made the largest donation in the history of the United States, which I didn't even know that when it happened. We decided to give $5 million to ending gun violence, and it wasn't before I went on the Jimmy Fallon show that the fact checker was like, this is the largest corporate donation in the history of the United States. And so that was like, wow, like that all of a sudden elevated what we're doing to a whole other level. We are, you know, all about pro-Second Amendment. We are all about responsible gun ownership. But what we aren't for is the wrong people getting guns.
When you see what's happened based on your one phone call and your one plea to your husband about we have to do something, that something was done.
It's amazing. It's very impressive to be able to see him activate. I think that's the thing, is a lot of people don't activate.
It is always amazing to see how much you can learn about a person over the course of a great meal. What a day in the mountains. There are many ways to define success, but Blake has spent his career trying to create not only a business that makes money, but one that creates a better world, a better tomorrow for all of us. And it's clear he's not done yet. Along the way, he taught us all an unforgettable lesson. A simple idea pursued with passion can make a difference. Even something as simple as a pair of shoes can change a life forever. Thanks for listening to Dine For, the podcast. For more information on the show, the guests, and the podcast, head to todinefortv.com. You can find us on Instagram at todinefortv and Facebook at todinefor with Kate Sullivan. Thanks to the sponsors of To Dine For, the podcast, American National and Spiritless. Special thank you to producer and sound editor John Golmer. To the loyal followers of this program, cheers, stay hungry, and stay inspired. I'll see you back at the table soon.